Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bond strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Q-munity, where we look for information and inspiration when it comes to the current crisis going on in our society. One of the biggest bright lights of inspiration has been coming from Bruce Barker, the piano man. You've been doing some amazing stuff. He works over there at the Neon Cactus. I think everybody knows Bruce. Man, talk about what you've been doing with your piano in your basement. It's outstanding.
Well, thank you so much for recognizing that, Jim. I just started as a brainstorm thing. I was sitting at my acoustic piano on that first week of the quarantine, and I was like, why am I just sitting here when I have Facebook Live as a go-to that I could maybe lift people's spirits up, for a couple hours in this brand new normal that we're going through now.
Is it because you have the need to do that? That you have the need to play and to sing and just have fun?
Well, I mean, I love that. It's not an ego thing where I need to feed my ego, but I will tell you this, for 24 years, I've struggled with trying to find a way to give back to all the people who've been so kind to me and who've given so much to me and my family. And so this was just a really convenient and easy remedy to try and just spread a little joy and a little happiness to Lafayette. And as it turns out, well beyond Lafayette and the Purdue community.
So you start doing this, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now?
It'll be 3 weeks.
Okay.
Three shows.
You just go on, you say, I'm going to go on Facebook Live. Talk about how it starts to grow from there and how the numbers went and what, I mean, it almost spread the way coronavirus is spreading, the way I see it.
I feel like almost a little faster, to be honest, with the age of instant communication. But Jim, I'm going to be completely honest. I was hoping for 500, maybe 1,000 listeners, and maybe it would grow up and down, because I've done some live things from my friend's place at Whiskey Bob's. But what happened that very first night was a snowball that I never anticipated, never ever dreamed of growing to. At one point in time, someone sent me a screenshot where there was 14,400 people watching, and they said, congrats, you officially filled Mackey Arena. And I'm not kidding, man. My head was swimming, and all those comments were flying by on the Facebook feed and all those little hearts on the far right. And I don't understand any of that stuff. I understand comments, but like I really literally didn't know how to find out how many people were watching, but people were commenting on the feed how many people were actually watching at that given time. And it, you know, it's hard to sustain an audience in this age of instant gratification. That 2 hours, I was most pleased about holding the audience for two straight hours at 10,000 plus people, even when I signed off with my last song. That was just an incredible groundswell of Boilermaker energy. And it wasn't planned, and it was spontaneous. And
that's why it worked, Bruce. That's exactly why it worked, because it was authentic and real. Piano Man Bruce Barker is our guest, and you talk about maybe you had that many people watching, but how many people were sitting at home with their kids, and there were maybe three or four sets of eyes on that screen. So you were reaching that many more people.
Yeah, and you know what? I was thinking about that. I was thinking these are all alumni who've gone on to the four corners of the earth, and now they've gone and got married, and maybe they married somebody who wasn't a Purdue person, and then they started a family, and maybe they've talked about the Cactus or talked about their Purdue experience and haven't had a chance to say, oh, this is what I was talking about. And so, and as it turns out, that was exactly what was happening. People were going, oh my gosh, this is the guy. This is who I was talking about. And then if you add a bottle of wine, it's like, oh man, that guy's really good. And if you show the high definition screen from 25 feet away, it's like, ah, he's pretty good looking. You know, and if your eyesight's bad, it's like, I'm kind of Brad Pitty.
It seems like you're just having a great time doing it. You're always that way when you're at the Cactus, but obviously there are maybe restrictions you've put on yourself when it comes to this, knowing there might be different people watching you. Talk about that.
100%. In this scenario, I want to be 100% family friendly. I want everybody to come together. I love it at the Cactus when people bring their grandparents in and their parents in. Obviously at the Cactus, you can't come in unless you're 21. But in this scenario, especially the idea of trying to give back, it's a bunch of family and it's about comfortable, being comfortable, sitting around the radio or sitting around the TV and just finding 2 hours of joy. And I hope that you can enjoy just 2 hours of escapism with your family and your kids. And I'm getting videos of like little sippy cups and little three-year-olds going,
and practice mugs, sure.
What started as me trying to just give, once again, turned into Boilermakers and an incredible just wave of reminiscing and of appreciation and of love. When you give from a pure standpoint, you receive from a pure standpoint.
We're all about a community. We're a group. We need to somehow find a way to be together. And in times where we can't be with people, we still find ways to do it. I think it's amazing what you're doing, bringing that many people together. We want to bring more people to it. And we're actually going to put you on the air live on tonight. Tonight at 8:30 is when you're going to be on.
How fun. My first ever, I may actually do an original song, and then I could say one of my original songs made it on the radio.
Well, you might want to make sure you have the songwriting credits. Make sure you have your ASCAP and BMI credits. But no, you do whatever you want, and do what you do, because it's just a matter of trying to find a way to bring joy in this tough time to people who are having a difficult time experiencing it.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you guys at 106.7 are trying to do and just being flexible with your new normal. Again, with your, bedtime stories, and at noon, you're trying to answer questions. I mean, that's, and like this, simulcasting to try and reach people who might be at work and, mm-hmm. and can't get around, but can listen to the radio. Just a really, really cool thing that I think you guys are doing. And I appreciate you getting the word out even more.
Man, it's outstanding what you're doing, and I look forward to the day that this is all done. And I know you've only worked, three nights a week? Is that the deal? Well,
yeah, and you know what, Jim? I'm actually semi-retired. There's a friend of mine who took over Fridays and Saturdays for me about a year.
You're working one night a week.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like that guy.
No, but, you're that guy now. You're that guy. That's a good thing.
But now with the stock market, I'm going to have to work for about another 72 years.
But I look forward to when this is all over. I think you're probably going to have to work a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just to let all the people come in and get their social on with you whenever this is all over.
I've had a couple people reach out, and something kind of neat that I think is on the burner is Purdue is trying to find a way to give the graduating seniors, even though they can't do an actual ceremony, they're trying to do a virtual ceremony. And Purdue's reached out to me to try and do something special for the senior Boilermakers. And so I'm just real excited about that too. And any way that you can give back, man, gosh darn, this whole world, you're making a better world a little better place if you're given and not just taken. I can't tell you the last time I saw toilet paper in Meijer. So, we just don't need it. Not being selfish is so much of a better thing, and giving is so much of a better thing.
I look forward to the show tonight at 8:30. Go to Facebook Live, check it out. If you can't go to Facebook Live and you're driving down the road, you can turn it on the radio. We'll be broadcasting that. I don't know what the sound quality is going to be, but I think it's going to be okay. And I look forward to hearing you tonight.
Hey, thanks so much. And any way that we can make it better, and if you want to continue it down the road, it would be my honor, Jim.
I think we're here until this thing's over. How's that? You, the Q106.7 and yourself, Bruce.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jim. And I love the Zoom, but I look forward to a chance to meet you in person and shake your hand and then use some Germex.
Oh, there's hugs coming. That's the way I work. Well, Piano Man,
God bless you, brother.
From the Neon Cactus, Quarantine Cactus tonight at 8:30 on Facebook. And you can hear it here on Q106.7 as part of the Q-munity.